Country Bob FM. Almanac time, Monday morning. We only have two Mondays left.
Big fan of the train whistle.
It is a good, it's a good whistle. Mm-hmm. Although it gets a little old on the All Request Lunch Hour, Richfield.
Yeah.
Our buddy Mike from Eagan likes to blow it. I think he's addicted to his train whistle. We need to get that man some therapy.
Right on.
So sometimes I have to scold him on air, too. I apologize to our listeners, but it's really the only defense that I have.
Mm-hmm.
We're a week away from Memorial Day, Monday, May 20th. 140th day of the year, 225 remaining. This date, 1506, Christopher Columbus, dead.
Whoa.
And he dies in poverty.
Yeah.
In Spain, which is kind of sad. You'd think he would have been a hero.
Right.
But he dies in poverty. You know, nowadays, he would have sold the book rights, the movie rights. He would have had all these sponsors on his ship for the future trips after his first trip, after he first discovers North America.
Right.
And then he comes back, but those days, those revenue streams weren't available, Neil. And
nope.
He dies in poverty.
Yeah, he, well, I don't know. The history hasn't really been that kind
to
him either.
It hasn't. Some people will say he deserved that after how he treated the natives over here, the Native Americans that were here already. So, think about it for a while. There are a lot of people that don't hold Christopher Columbus up too highly. You know, they've gone to Indigenous Peoples Day now instead of Columbus Day. 1873, Levi Strauss. I don't know if anybody's got anything against Levi Strauss.
You can't.
He began marketing blue jeans with copper rivets on this date. He decided, you know what, regular old stitching isn't going to work. I need rivets for my pants because I'm going to wear them tight. Levi Strauss, 1873, 1899, Jacob Gurman of New York City became the first driver ever arrested for speeding. He was taken into custody after being observed driving his taxi over the posted 12-mile-an-hour speed limit. He was speeding at 12.
Is he out of his mind? I mean...
And it was a speed trap, too.
Right.
They could track him down. Yeah. And, you know, they didn't have to track him down. They could just run him down.
Yeah, I could...
The cop could run him down. He didn't even have to be in a car.
Yeah, you could be on foot and stop him for speeding.
1979... USSR. That's Elton John. He became the first Western pop star ever to tour, you guessed it, the USSR. He's on the other side of the Iron Curtain. And you know what the communist officials told Elton? They said, don't do Back in the USSR. So what does he do?
Back in the USSR.
That's exactly what he did. So that was in 79.
I hear there's a movie coming out.
Yes, Rocket Man coming out at the end of this month. I'm going to see it.
Yep.
It should be good. I mean, it's right along the lines, you know, they had the Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. So we're seeing a lot of these biopics.
Yes.
Of popular artists and rock groups and singers. 1989.
Don't sit so close to me.
What is that bewitching scent you're wearing?
Vicks Vapor Rub.
We're remembering Gilda Radner on this date. There she is with Bill Murray as the Nerds. One of the fine skits of the late 70s and early 80s. Those are two talented performers right there. And sadly, Gilda Radner died at the age of 42, died of ovarian cancer. That was the state in 1989. She was married to Gene Wilder, right?
Right.
They were married.
Yes.
That was in 89. Same day on Saturday Night Live.
Toots is the driving cat. The cat who could drive a car.
Speaking of wonderful skits.
All over the town. Toots is the driving cat.
Toots is the driving cat made his debut this date. And, of course, if you have a cat driving, you know what's going to happen.
See, I told you he could drive.
Toots is, look out!
It was a great running bit. And that was his date, 1989. Toots is the driving cat. 1992, rap singer. We don't know his name, but a rap singer, just a generic rap singer, rapped 597 syllables in under 60 seconds.
Wow.
Not even the guy that used to do the FedEx commercials could do that, probably.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speed talker.
Yeah, exactly. Speed talker guy, where you absolutely, positively need to have it overnight. 1992, some rap news. 1993, Cheers, last episode.
Keep asking myself, what is the point to life?
Whew, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I got the answer.
Somehow I knew you would.
And of course, Cliff would say shoes, comfortable shoes,
right,
was the point to life. That was the last episode. 80 million people tuned in to see the show's finale.
If it weren't for Gunsmoke, that would be my all-time favorite show.
So that was in 1993, and it was 4 years ago David Letterman said goodbye.
Time gets away from me. When we started the show, the biggest program, the hottest show on television, you know what it was?
No.
Keeping Up with the Gabors.
Keeping Up with the Gabors.
Oh, yeah. That traditional Letterman humor. It's classic. David Letterman, after 33 years of doing his late night show, first on NBC, and then, of course, the move to CBS, he signed off for the last time, The Late Show with David Letterman, 2015. We're going to move on to birthdays now today.
And if my father was here, he was different than I was. He was a very gregarious guy. He'd stand up and he'd say, the kid made it. He finally made it.
Yeah, he was stoic on the sideline, so it was really strange to see him so emotional at his Hall of Fame induction speech. Harry Peter Bud Grant, 92 today. Or the former Vikings coach.
We love you, bud.
What an athlete.
For sure.
He could have played pro baseball. He did play pro basketball. Won championships with the Lakers, and then he shined in the Canadian Football League.
Yeah.
And won Grey Cups with Winnipeg as a coach before he came here to Minnesota, and is still beloved.
For sure.
As the coach of our Minnesota Vikings.
Certainly wish we would have won one of them for him.
It would have been great. Bud Grant, happy birthday, 92. And there are parts of Cher. Cher's 73 today, but there are parts of her who are much younger.
Carefree, that's all I ever heard. Carefree, how I love the hate.
She was just in town. XL Energy Center over the weekend. She didn't do this song from the reports. She didn't do this song. She didn't do Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and she didn't do Dark Lady.
Huh.
Three of her classics.
We never settled with
plenty of wardrobe changes, though, from what I hear. There's the great Cher, and she is 73 today for Cher.
Yeah. Good day. Welcome to the Great White North, Canadian Corner. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Doug McKenzie. Dave Thomas, 70 today. Happy birthday to him. And he was Al Monzo on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, Adamo.
Al Monzo.
What are you
good
leaving
night
already? What? It's early yet.
Mrs. Olson, name is Al Monzo, not Zaldamo. Dean Butler, Al Monzo, 63 today. Belky?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Perfect Strangers, that was no what you talking about, Willis. It wasn't no cuckoo-choo-choo, cuff 'em and stuff 'em. But that ridiculous thing became a pretty decent television pop culture kind of catchphrase.
Yeah.
Bronson Pinchot is 60 today. From Perfect Strangers. How about Facts of Life, Neil? I know you love that one.
I've had it with this chemistry. How am I supposed to remember the symbols for all the elements? Oh, sure, C for carbon and H for hydrogen. But look, AU for gold and HG for mercury. What madman came up with that?
I know you were hot for Natalie. Hot for Natalie. You remember that song, Hot for Teacher?
Yes.
You sang a parody called Hot for Natalie. Natalie from the Facts of Life. Her real name is Mindy Cohn. 53 today. Remember old Stop and Pop, Terrell Brandon?
I do.
Minnesota Timberwolves guard.
Yeah.
Terrell Brandon, 49 today. Our NASCAR driver of the day is Tony Stewart. He's won a few times.
Yeah, pretty successful.
On the circuit. He's 48 today. Our rapper of the day, and this guy is one of the more successful rappers and has had a nice career. Busta Rhymes.
Oh.
Busta Rhymes, not to be confused with the Vikings kick returner Buster Rhymes.
Right.
I don't know if he stole his name or what. Busta Rhymes, because he would bust rhymes. Whether he would be able to rap 567 or 597 syllables in under 60 seconds.
Few can.
I don't know if Busta Rhymes could.
Right.
He might be able to get close to that. He's 47. And since it was the Game of Thrones finale last night.
As long as I'm your king, treason shall never go unpunished. Sir Ilyn, bring me his head.
Oh, no. I think that was from season one or early season two. I can't remember. I'm only midway through season two. But Jack Gleason.
Is he a little blonde haired guy?
Yes, yes. Yeah. He played Joffrey, that little brat that became king.
Yeah.
Oh, he just wanted the end of him.
Yeah, he was. People wanted him killed off. Yeah. And I think they did.
Well, oh. Spoiler, Neil.
Oh, I thought.
I'm only through season two or halfway through season odd when I was doing and finding that sound clip. So it really isn't. But I thought I would overreact. Jack Gleason, 27.
No relation to Jackie Gleason.
His eyes were weird. He had weird kind of eyes. I don't know if those were his real eyes or because he was the incestuous child of an aunt and uncle or his mother and uncle or whatever it was. It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. Maybe so I don't know. Maybe they gave him weird eyes because of that.
Contact. Yeah. Gone but not forgotten today, we like to include our former first ladies. How about Lady Dorothea Dandridge, Dolly Payne, Todd, and Madison?
I'm sorry because I think that was just a spoiler that I just gave. I just did my own spoiler alert.
Oh my gosh.
For people that haven't watched it and plan on watching, and I just ruined it for them.
You're killing me here. Yeah. Dolly Madison. She got a lot of names, but we just kind of like to refer to her as Dolly Madison.
Weren't there snack cakes named after
her? Yes, yes, for sure. 1768. Businessman William Fargo, you know, along with his buddy Wells, Henry Wells, they founded the American Express and the Pony Express and then Wells Fargo. William Fargo, born in the state, 1818. The great actor, Jimmy Stewart.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner. How are you?
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper.
I'll bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Reporters, where's Mary? Oh. Mary, look at this wonderful.
Did he ever find Mary?
Yes, her and the kids finally made it, and then Clarence got his wings, and everything worked out okay. That was from A Wonderful Life, the great Jimmy Stewart, one of the best, and he'd always come on Carson and have a poem. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So good. Jimmy Stewart was born on this day, 1908. Emmy Award-winning personality George Gobel.
Speaking of Carson.
This is a pretty fast league.
Yeah, oh, this is the eight troops are out here.
And
tonight.
I'm glad you saved me now, you know, because, you know, when you come on last, you're... Did you ever get the feeling... Did you ever get the feeling that the world was a tuxedo and you were a pair of brown shoes?
The reason that's so funny is because Bob Hope and Dean Martin are also on the couch with him.
Yeah.
It was a big night.
That is a big night. You get Bob Hope, Dean Martin, and then George Gobel tore him up.
And the golden age of TV, they're drinking and all smoking.
Yeah. Heaters and cocktails. About
just getting buzzed.
George Gobel, born on this day, 1919. One of the Ames brothers, Vic Ames, along with his brother Ed. You know, they were the Ames brothers. 1925. Great singer and a very unique voice, Joe Cocker.
I got the little forehead, start to scream. Well, someone locked the door and turned the key. Feeling all right.
Oh, yeah. Like the first time he ever performed in public, the paramedics were there thinking he was having a seizure.
Seizure, right. It could have. He was spectacular. Very, recognizable.
Now the question is that Cocker. Joe Cocker or is that John Belushi?
Well, did a pretty good impersonation.
That's a question you have to ask yourselves, and on the almanac, you never know.
Joe Cocker, born in the state 1944, and former baseball star, was a New York Yankee. They thought he was going to be the next Mickey Mantle, although he wasn't a switch hitter. I think he was strictly a left-handed hitter, but they liked him a lot. Had a good career, but not up to billing. 1946 for Bobby Mercer, and they're gone but not forgotten.
Whenever they bill somebody as the next so-and-so, it never works out. It almost never, ever works out. Here are two tickets to the Father Hennepin Festival. It's on June 8th. Anderson Daniels, Shane Martin, and Chris Hockey.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
HennepinFestival.com, FatherHennepinFestival.com. If you want more information, here is your question. It is a quiz.
Almanac quiz.
Tell me how many syllables that rap singer rapped in under 60 seconds. And if you get close, we'll let it, if you're two or three syllables away, you can't go over. It's like Price is Right. We do Price is Right rules here, so you can't go over.
763-450-0100. If you know, give us a call and we'll hand you that pair of tickets to the Father Hennepin Days.
It's Almanac Quiz. And now a Bob-a-thon. Would you like to start with Ronnie McDowell, Wandering Eyes, Eddie Raven, I'm Gonna Get You, or Reba McEntire singing Consider Me Gone?
Let's go Eddie Raven today.
It's coming up. Have a good day, everyone.
KDDG.